Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Food and Drug Administration has authorized the first major upgrade in the COVID-19 vaccines. NPR's Rob Stein has the story.
The vaccines are reformulated versions of Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines targeted to protect against the Omicron variant. The reprogrammed shots are designed to bolster fading immunity, especially against the highly contagious Omicron subvariants that most people are catching now. The federal government plans to make the new boosters available starting next week. Public health officials hope they will contain a possible fall and winter surge. Some experts worry the new boosters won't live up to expectations, but others say the new shots could provide enough of a bridge to minimize the impact, especially among the most vulnerable. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The Justice Department is pushing back on what it describes as baseless accusations from former President Donald Trump. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports prosecutors are offering new details about their probe of top secret documents found at Trump's resort in Florida.
Federal prosecutors say they developed evidence Trump was not cooperating with the investigation. They say they learned papers had been removed from a storage room at Mar-a-Lago and other steps were taken to obstruct the federal probe. The Justice Department shared those details in an effort to push back on Trump's bid for an independent special master to review the papers. DOJ says there's no legal basis for that move, and it would only delay an urgent need to assess national security risks. Both sides are due in court in Florida Thursday. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden has declared a federal emergency for Mississippi. The water system at one plant has failed in the state capital, Jackson. The water infrastructure was already crumbling, and the region was hit by flooding last week. Nuclear experts from the United Nations need to wait another day before they'll be able to gain access to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. It's in southern Ukraine, but the facility is occupied by Russian forces. The Russian-installed regional government that is not recognized internationally denied the team a permit today. The experts are led by the chief of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi. He points out the team must negotiate battle lines to reach the plant.
Yes, I think it's the first time that anybody's going to cross the front line.
The experts hope to prevent a nuclear accident at the site. Officials in Pakistan say more than 1,100 people have been killed by catastrophic flooding that has affected tens of millions of people. Pakistani officials say a third of the country is involved. The World Health Organization is warning Pakistani flood victims also face the threat of waterborne diseases such as malaria. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 57 points. This is NPR. Elections officials with the Navajo Nation are recounting votes from the tribe's presidential primary election held earlier this month. From member station KNAU, Ryan Heinches reports several candidates are expressing concerns about the accuracy of the vote.
The Navajo Election Administration is recounting by hand and by machine nearly 50,000 votes cast across the reservation during the August 2nd primary. At least 10 of the 15 presidential candidates who didn't advance requested the new tally. One of them, former Navajo Attorney General Ethel Branch, says she struggled to receive basic election rules from officials during the campaign.
I need this information as a candidate to make sure that I'm not running afoul of the law. And I just wanted to know, what are the rules of the game here?
Branch and other candidates have also requested more information about voting machines and early ballots. Navajo election officials say the recount is expected to last until Friday. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff, Arizona.
An election board in Michigan will vote today whether to put a voter initiative on the November ballot. The initiative asks voters if they want to put an amendment in the Michigan Constitution protecting abortion rights. Opponents are trying to block this. Michigan has a law outlawing all abortions except to save the life of a woman. That law has been blocked by Michigan courts, and a judge ruled the matter should go to Michigan voters. Hot weather persists in the West. The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat warnings for parts of Arizona, California, and Nevada today. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.